回不回来啊？还回北京吗？
Holding out hope for a recovery. These days, fruit seller Mrs. Guan has few customers, but she's keeping her shop in Beijing open and hoping the upcoming Lunar New Year will bring some good fortune.
就是餐饮类的。
Businesses like restaurants are doing much better nowadays. There are more customers since the government eased COVID-19 policies. But I am selling fruit and nuts, and sales are still not good. These things are not daily necessities, and since people don't have spare money, they are more careful with spending.
A widespread COVID-19 outbreak in China in recent weeks has crippled consumer spending. Millions of people have caught the virus or stayed at home in the hope of avoiding it. The government says everything is under control, but there are signs its rapid dismantling of pandemic policies last month is undermining the economic rebound. Exports fell in December, and factory production shrank the most since long-term lockdowns 8 months earlier. In some places, frustration is boiling over. At this factory in central China, police confronted workers who were protesting against layoffs and low wages. Analysts say that China's COVID-19 challenges have global implications, as some of the world's biggest companies, from automakers to smartphone makers, are facing disruptions to their Chinese production lines. Apple is reported to be accelerating plans to shift some of its operations to India and Vietnam. Supply chain analysts say that's set to become a growing trend.
It's sort of like you can predict it's not going to be predictable. That's the problem that bothers everyone. And if you just try to draw a contrast between China and, let's say, even in many countries in Southeast Asia, their policies are much more predictable. They have not been taking such an extreme measure to control COVID. And their practice actually basically are more in line of the Western companies.
Economists are forecasting a longer-term turnaround. Many predict that after COVID-19 infections have peaked, China could still achieve annual growth of almost 5%. But for businesses that rely on Chinese spending and manufacturing, a long-term recovery may be too long to wait. Richard Kimber, Al Jazeera in Hong Kong.